from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, before we go around the NBA, look at the scoreboard last night. Kevin Huerter.
Mm-hmm.
He has been part of many of our conversations recently with the discussion about Keon Ellis starting and what does that look like and da da da. I don't want to necessarily do that because I think our feelings on it are they're out there. People know what it is, and if people have thoughts on it, maybe those thoughts changed after Saturday night. But Keon played 29 minutes off the bench. Kevin Huerter played 16 minutes. He goes 0 for 3 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3, a rebound, a couple assists. Somebody in the chat at the break asked an interesting question, and I would like to dive into their angle on it more than I would like to dive into another discussion of, hey, the Kings should put Keon Ellis in the starting lineup, because like I said, we've all kind of given our thoughts on that. So what did you see at the break?
Yeah, so Tom said, is Huerter a negative contract at this point, considering the season he's had? Bill Simmons and his crew listed his contract as a dishonorable mention in the NBA worst contract pod. Okay, so, like, first of all, Bill Simmons is a fan. Like, let's not get that, like, mistaken. He's a basketball fan. He's not he's a media personality, but he's not a media member, as in he interviews people and goes into a locker room and all that stuff. Is Kevin Huerter a negative contract? Absolutely not. No, the Kings will have no problems trading Kevin Huerter this summer if that's what they choose to do. Like, look, I will continue to say this. If you had a long, athletic, defensive, small forward next to Kevin Huerter to disguise some of his weaknesses, it would make him look different as a player. It just would. I would also say if Kevin Huerter wasn't in the starting five, that all five players are predominantly offensive weapons, not defensive-minded players. Keegan Murray is developing as a defensive-minded player. He's always going to be an offensive player who plays really good defense, not a defensive player who happens to play a little offense.
Mm-hmm.
Got me? Like, if you had four offensive players and one defensive stalwart in your starting five, it would free up extra shots for the other guys. It would make things look smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, I mean, at this point, Mike Brown has to be looking at. Mm-hmm. So whether Kevin Huerter, like, part of the reason why Kevin Huerter isn't having a successful season is situational. If you put him on a team that needs a three-point shooter, mm-hmm. that needs a Kyle Korver-type player, that needs one of those people, there's a very good chance that Kevin Huerter goes right back to being that ace that you had last season. And I think people forget that last year, as a 24-year-old, like, starting shooting guard at 6'7", Kevin Huerter was the third leading scorer on this team. He was a huge piece to what the Kings were doing. Mm-hmm. The fact is that things change and that players develop alongside you, and De'Aaron Fox takes more shots and Domantas Sabonis has taken one or two more shots, and then Keegan Murray has taken a couple more shots. Next thing you know, Kevin Huerter is needed less and less and less for what he does well. And then when you're not allowed to do what you do well, and you're the things that you don't do well stand out a whole lot more. And realistically, if Kevin Huerter was still averaging 15 points and knocking down 41% from three, no one would have a problem with the fact that he isn't an elite defensive player.
Right, but that's the problem, is he's not making his shots at the rate he needs to be making them to be valuable.
Oh, I'm not sitting here saying that Kevin Huerter should start, but I'm also going to tell you that you have a starting shooting guard that's averaging 2.5 less shots per game than he was last year.
Yes.
Like it's
and five fewer minutes than he was last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's not getting the same opportunities, the same reps, and so when he's not hitting, it looks worse than it was the year before. Again, you're dropping 1.4 three-point attempts off his number from last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting the same looks. He's not getting the same reps, and that's okay. That's the team is organically growing in a different way than
right.
the Kevin Huerter.
But he's also shooting 21% below his career average
from the field,
from three. Not 21%.
2.1.
Point 2.1. Thank you.
Yeah, 2%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2% less.
Decimals, am I right?
Yeah. Are you right? He's also shooting 4% less than he was last year. And again, if Kevin Huerter's shooting 38%, I don't think people are even complaining about that. The fact that it just feels like something's off is a problem.
And it has been all year, too. I think that's the other aspect of this.
Yeah, this isn't new. It's not new. And he got knocked off kilter early in the year. And to be honest with you, at some point, it's got to be about that. It's got to be that Kevin talked about this the other day. He's got to deal better with adversity.
That's that right there.
Yes, he does.
Is above all else. That is the number one thing that I come back to with Kevin Huerter specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this is tough because it's such a personal thing and everybody's different with this. There are some people who would take being benched in the preseason and go, all right, double birds to everybody, watch me have a career year.
Yeah.
And some guys, this is how I am, I relate to Kevin Huerter in this way. When that happens, if something like that happens to me, I get bummed. It's like, oh man, what am I doing wrong? And now you're thinking about it, and all these things that you used to just do second nature, all of a sudden you're thinking about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So me and Huerter like this in that way.
Yeah, and that's where I'm totally different. I'm a run through a brick wall guy.
Sure.
Like I don't care.
Sure.
Like yeah, so, like I'm gonna do whatever it is, and I'm gonna right. Like you'll remember that I was there.
Right. Everybody's wired differently in that.
Yeah,
way.
Totally, totally.
And that is one of my big things with Kevin Huerter is like, dude, if this is how this is going to be, if adversity that you're going through leads to you being benched or your role being changed, that's going to lead you to be worse. Well, like, bro. I don't know that starting shooting guard on the NBA championship, on the NBA champion Sacramento Kings, is like his future. And if that's going to be a problem, if maybe it's coming off the bench for that team, that if that's going to be a problem, then like you're not built for it.
Okay,
go be elsewhere then.
This is also like we're at a point right now where everyone sees what's happening, and it's become like everyone's talking about it, and mm-hmm. like you can watch every single one of these guys watch into a press conference. All of them are scrolling on their phones.
Oh, 1,000%.
Every single one of them is reading what's happening.
He's locked into the Odyssey app listening to this right now.
For Kevin's own sanity, mm-hmm. for me, I honestly think that the best thing for him and the best thing for the Kings right now would be for him to say, hey, like, look, I'm not having a great season. I get it. But I also understand where we're going and what we need right now as a team. I would like to, if it's okay, I would like to go to the second unit because at this point, right now, today, with Trey Lyles out of action, we need more pop on that second unit. Is cool. there a way that I can go to the second unit for right now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we revisit this in the offseason, but for right now, let me get right on the second team. Let me get right with more shot opportunities, with more of a focus of me as an offensive player. Can we work that out? And that would be, I think, for me, the best thing that could happen to the Kings. Keon Ellis is playing out of his mind. Like, the fact that Jalen Brunson got loose, I don't care. What he did to D'Angelo Russell and Damian Lillard the previous two games is crazy. Like, right now, he's the right fit for the team. And it's because when you take away, you just go back to, and it's not even a Kevin Huerter thing. Go back to the two games back to back against the Bucks and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
One game, Keegan Murray sat. And with Keon Ellis in the lineup, Kevin Huerter and Harrison Barnes all of a sudden look like Kevin Huerter and Harrison Barnes in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
You remember in the first quarter, they're dueling banjos. They hit like six threes between the two of them, right? Mm. That's because there's more to go around. Keon Ellis is out there doing dirty work. He's out there moving into positions to make him where he's comfortable. He's not worrying about having plays run for him. He's okay standing in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the next night. He comes back into the game. Kevin Huerter goes out. Again, Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes, boom, they blow mm-hmm. up. It's not a coincidence. It's that having five offensive players in the starting lineup is one of the reasons why we keep saying, no, they should not start Malik Monk. Malik Monk is in a perfect role for himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. If you can, you need someone on the bench to step up and score alongside Malik Monk at this point. I don't care who it is that goes to the bench. And Mike even said, like Keon has something to prove before I make a decision to replace Kevin or Keegan or Harrison in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, like half this, like 40 games ago, half the people out there on social media were calling for Harrison Barnes mm-hmm. to be out of the starting rotation
mm-hmm.
without any replacement. Harrison Barnes got to go.
Right.
Okay. That's now we just shifted gears.
On social media and this show.
Now it's Kevin Huerter. You know, now Kevin Huerter's the guy who's getting sort of beaten down. And for me, like, look, this thing will work itself out. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point, the Kings really need a second scorer on the bench. Somebody should raise their hand and say, hey, with Trey out, let me help out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an easy out, Kyle.
Right there with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.